Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and author of multiple books and audiobooks. My mission is to promote financial education and literacy through writing, speaking, podcasting, and working as a spokesperson. You can learn more about me over at lauradadams.com. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you've probably realized that I love answering money questions for this show. But often, it's difficult because the answer to many questions about personal finances isn't black or white. There are so many variables, choices, and potential outcomes for most situations. In many cases, the best answer is, it depends. I know that's a very unsatisfying answer. But today, you won't hear any gray or uncertain financial advice. I'm going to give you 8 financial truths that apply to everyone in every situation. They have the power to transform your financial life if you'll let them. So let's jump right in. Financial truth number 1. Money doesn't buy happiness. You probably already knew that one, but it's interesting that researchers have confirmed it. They've shattered the illusion that having more money makes you happier. They say earning about $75,000 a year is the sweet spot. That's a national average that certainly varies depending on where you live. Happiness costs more in big, expensive cities like New York and San Francisco. And I can tell you, living in the San Francisco Bay Area, that I think it cost a lot more than $75,000. But earning that average amount gives most Americans the ability to pay for comfortable housing, have reliable transportation, eat well, take an occasional vacation, and save for the future. If you earn 20% more than that number, well, that's fantastic. But it's not likely to make you 20% happier. In other words, money definitely can buy comfort and security, but once you have a moderate amount of stability and income, having more doesn't make you incrementally happy. I think my level of happiness has generally been about the same throughout my entire life, no matter my level of wealth. I think most people are born with a happy thermostat or set point that doesn't change drastically, no matter how much they have in the bank. Financial truth number 2, your earning power is your most valuable asset. While your home or retirement account may hold a lot of value, your ability to earn money is ultimately what allows you to build wealth. Your financial life will just stall out if you can't earn income. Since your earning power trumps everything, you need to protect it like a junkyard dog. Disability insurance was designed to replace a percentage of your income if you get into a debilitating accident or get sick during your working years. You may have the option to buy short or long-term disability coverage through work. If not, or if the coverage just isn't enough, you can buy a policy on your own through many of the big-name insurance companies. And being in good shape, both physically and mentally, allows you to perform at the top of your game and earn what you're worth. So my advice is to take your health just as seriously as your wealth by eating more nutritious foods, cutting sugary snacks, working up a sweat every day, and going to bed earlier so you get plenty of sleep and feel as rested as possible every morning. Financial truth number 3, the cost of your time should guide you. Many times we spend money frivolously or even overspend because we don't focus enough on the cost of our time. For instance, let's say you earn $20 an hour as a graphic designer and you see a beautiful pair of shoes online that cost $300. Before you reach for your credit card, do some quick math and divide your after-tax hourly wage into the price of the shoes. For the sake of this example, assume that your average tax rate is 25%. That means your take-home pay would be $15, not $20. If you divide $300 by $15 per hour, you see that you'd have to work 20 hours to pay for those shoes. If that idea doesn't thrill you or feel completely worth it, forget about the shoes. Calculating the value of your time is a powerful way to really understand what something costs. If you're paid a salary, here's a quick way to figure your pre-tax hourly rate. Take off the last 3 zeros from your annual salary and divide that number in half. For example, if you earn $60,000 a year, strip off the last 3 zeros, which gives you $60, and divide by 2. So you earn about $30 an hour. Then, to get an after-tax ballpark, take about 20 to 25% off of that number, which leaves you with approximately $23 an hour. Not only can figuring the value of your time help you rein in spending, but it's also a guide for when to hire people. If you need help with chores like yard work, house cleaning, or running errands, and can afford to pay someone less than you earn to do them, it makes sense to hire the help. Financial truth number 4, you must spend less than you make. The only way to get ahead financially is to make sure you have discretionary income. That's the amount you have left over at the end of the month after all your essential living expenses are paid. It comes from having more cash flowing in than you have expenses flowing out. Without discretionary income, you simply don't have the ability to save and invest, at least not without also going into debt. Living paycheck to paycheck may take care of your immediate wants and needs, but it's extremely dangerous because you're essentially kicking a financial can down the road. The trade-off for spending all of your paycheck today is a future with no financial security. In order to be comfortable later on, you may need to feel slightly uncomfortable today. So secure your earning power, cut unnecessary spending, and evaluate your financial priorities carefully. Financial truth number 5, you'll accomplish more by paying yourself first. I don't know who originally came up with the phrase pay yourself first, but it's a golden rule of personal finance. It means you should save and invest before you pay anyone else. I highly recommend that you put your savings on autopilot so it happens in the background without you having to think about it or do anything. Automation is what makes workplace retirement plans like a 401k or 403b work so darn well. Contributions come out of your paycheck before you ever get the chance to spend them. You can create a similar system by having money transferred out of your checking account and into an IRA or a savings account as soon as you get paid. Making consistent contributions, even if they're small, goes a long way toward building financial safety nets like an emergency fund and a retirement nest egg. Financial truth number 6, your financial past is irrelevant. In the business world, a cost that you've already incurred and can't recover is called a sunk cost. The term comes from the oil industry where you spend a lot of money to dig a well, but may not find any oil. So what do you do next? Keep digging in that same well or spend more to dig another one? Both companies and individuals have to make decisions based on what's best for their futures, not based on bad moves or hardships that occurred in the past. We all have personal sunk costs we wish we could get back, like bad investments, purchases that we really didn't need, or unexpected bills. Don't dwell on them. Feeling sorry for yourself or being regretful doesn't accomplish anything. Make decisions and move forward based on what's best for your future, not according to what challenges you may have had in the past. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Financial truth number 7. Investing early turbocharges your success. One of the most important financial concepts and truths to understand is that investing early is magical. It isn't always easy, but it can make the difference between poverty and comfort in the future. The more time you have to make investments and allow them to compound, the less you need to invest to achieve your goal. For instance, if I want to retire with over $1 million, I just need to invest $300 a month starting in my 20s. That's a total of $144,000 out of pocket. But if I don't start investing for that million-dollar goal until I'm in my mid-40s, I have to invest $1,700 per month, which is over $400,000 out of my pocket. The earlier you start investing, the cheaper your future becomes. So don't start planning and saving for retirement too late in your working life. Begin the habit of investing a minimum of 10 to 15% of your gross income for the long term every month, no matter what's going on in the stock market. You're in the investing game for the long term and simply can't afford to wait. Start small and start now. And the last financial truth, number 8. More of the same gets more of the same. Doing the same things you've always done will give you the same results that you've always gotten. In other words, repeating the same bad choices will give you the same problems. If you're not making slow, steady progress to improve your financial life and build wealth, you may need to radically rethink your strategy. Try something different, like moving into a smaller home or apartment, driving an old car instead of buying a new one, finding a better paying job, or starting a side business for extra income. Your success comes from your choices, like whether you spend your nights and weekends improving yourself or wasting them on too many video games and bad TV shows. Also, consider how you spend your downtime at work. Use your lunch hour to read, study, build your professional network, or start a small business. Successful people generally are not smarter or luckier than everyone else, but they do use their time more efficiently and make better choices more often than the average person. So think carefully about how your spending time either brings you closer to your goals or takes you farther away from them. Be courageous and forge your own path to success. You'll be glad you did. And thanks so much for listening to this episode. Before we go, I want to thank Hyper Velocity, who submitted a 5-star review of the show in iTunes. He or she says, "I've been a listener for a while now and always enjoy each show. She gives tons of valuable advice." And Audie89 says, "I'm so glad I found this podcast. There are great topics and tips. And more importantly, the topics are easy to understand and implement in your own life." You guys rock. Thanks so much. Not only are those awesome reviews really nice for me to hear, but they also help the show top the iTunes charts so new listeners can find it and get the financial information they need to live a richer life. So please keep the reviews coming. It means so much to me. I'm at Laura Adams on Twitter, LauraAdams with no space. Send me your question or comment anytime. Also, I want to invite you to join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Debt. It's a great place to keep the conversation going with a very smart group of like-minded people. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Debt on Facebook, or you can send me a text message and I'll send you an invitation right now. Just text Group 400, that's Group 400, to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.